USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. After several weeks, the White House and the House GOP have an agreement in principle on the debt ceiling. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy had a phone call Saturday evening to iron out the details.
We have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
McCarthy said he'll speak to his House members tonight, and the debt limit deal will be voted on come Wednesday. Owners of Ford electric vehicles can get charged up thanks to a deal with Elon Musk.
A deal has been reached between Ford and Tesla that will expand access to Tesla charging stations in North America for people who drive Ford EVs. Ford customers will gain access to 12,000 sites in 2024 and will also get an adapter that will fit the Tesla V2 superchargers. In 2025, Ford will begin building their EVs with a new charging port, so the adapter will no longer be needed. I'm John Schaefer.
Another horse has died at the famed Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, the second in as many days and the 12th in the past month. Kimberly Dream was euthanized after suffering a leg injury in the race on Saturday, with a horse named Lost in Limbo also put down due to an injury on Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris is making history by delivering the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
Our military is a force that underwrites global stability and our national security. And it is this pillar of our strength where you cadets have dedicated yourself to lead.
In July, it will mark the 47th anniversary that women were first admitted to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says a debt limit deal has been reached in principle Saturday night with the White House. The vote is expected on Wednesday. If you don't own stocks in the market, you're in the minority.
The number of Americans who say they own stocks is at a 15-year high. That's according to a new Gallup survey that found 61% of U.S. adults have money invested in the stock market. That's the highest level since 2008, just after the start of the Great Recession. I'm Lance Pry.
Pope Francis is back on his regular schedule a day after being sidelined with a fever. Vatican officials say the Pope addressed artists and writers from across the globe during a conference on Saturday at the Vatican. He told those in attendance to, quote, never stop being original and creative and never lose the wonder of being alive. Disney's new live-action remake of The Little Mermaid is splashing to a big weekend. Variety reports the film made $38 million on its opening day, and it's on pace to make at least $120 million during the four-day holiday weekend. The Mega Millions jackpot will get you even more money. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing, and that means Tuesday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery will be worth $187 million. As for Saturday's Powerball jackpot, that's worth $211 million. The Celtics look to force a Game 7 when they face the Heat tonight in the Eastern Finals. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.